When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
All right, John, the ticket texter says the show has been dismissing the Bears. If it wasn't for Eberflus going Eberflus, the Lions would have lost on Thanksgiving. Why are we dismissing the Bears?
Well, we have no idea. I mean, so you're thinking that Caleb Williams is going to make some spectacular play at the end of that game?
I'm not. This person
right, but that, so that's the assumption, yeah. Is that, okay, if Eberflus doesn't, you know, go full Eberflus, that Caleb Williams puts them in position and that they actually make the field goal or you know.
Or that they even get the ball in overtime.
There's
being made here about a team that has lost how many in a row now? Is it 8 in a row?
Right. And just look, I mean, Aikman talked about it on Monday night in regards to, I tell you what, we have the Aikman sound. And he talked about Caleb Williams' body language.
Yes.
He has been beat up. He has been hit a number of times. This was Aikman Monday night. Losing confidence as a quarterback. That's a bad position for a team to be in.
You know what I've noticed with him? He hasn't thrown a pick during this stretch. And some people will cite that as a good thing. I don't think he's taking chances, which is maybe the worst thing that could happen for him. I would almost rather him, if I was a Bears fan, throw 4 or 5 picks during this losing streak because he's not shy or hesitant and he's willing to see something and try to take a shot, make a play. You're a playmaker. Yeah. You're the number one pick. If you're going to regress into a little timid quarterback, that's a long-term concern for Chicago. So go ahead and pump up this zero interceptions, Caleb's not as bad as we thought thing, Chicago. There are real concerns about his development, and I don't think you're seeing the right things.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to fault him for being afraid or just tired of being beat up. I mean,
you can't play scared.
You can't play scared. You can't play timid. You've got to go out there with all the confidence in the world, and that's a really hard position for a rookie quarterback to be in. It's also, you know, when you think about one of the other things that Aikman talked about on Monday night was the college season is now over. This is the first time he's going past this rookies do hit a wall. Some hit it sooner than others, and there are always, you know, some exceptions. Some don't hit it, but it's quarterbacks when they're out there every single play and they're taking the beating that he has taken. Yes, there is going to be a wear factor that starts to play in this time of year.
One last note, and then I want to get to squirrel brains and raccoons and the most exotic things that you guys have ever eaten. We have audio from different NFL personnel who eat squirrels or squirrel brains and raccoons. The last note on why maybe we've been dismissive about Chicago. John, I thought you nailed this the other day. They'll never publicly admit it, but you do not want to play the Detroit Lions off a loss after Dan Campbell's going to make the paint peel. That offensive line's going to come out after two poor performances by their standards and rip some people's faces off. Sunday in Chicago.
Yes.
All right. Xavier Leggett, he is a receiver for the Carolina Panthers, and he shared on the St. Brown Brothers podcast his love of raccoon. So first of all, his accent, for those that don't know, Xavier Leggett has a thick accent, but I love the St. Brown Brothers reaction. Wait, what?
Yeah, where do you get that?
You what?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I've never eaten raccoon.
It's a surprising statement. I would hope you haven't had raccoon.
Well, I mean, I've
had squirrel.
I've had squirrel.
Oh, have you had squirrel?
Squirrel stew is terrific.
What about squirrel brains?
I have not. I'm wondering if I've missed out.
I mean, it can't be very large. I mean, it's.
Yeah, so is it like a delicacy? A little, yeah. Like a little toothpick?
Yeah, yes, a little toothpick.
Yeah. Or d'oeuvres at your fancy party? You got squirrel brains?
Squirrel brains. I'm not even sure. Like,
deep fry them?
You'd have to be very careful of getting that out. Like, I don't know how you would, I don't know how tough their skull is to be able to crack it and you know, pluck it out. Or do you scoop it out? Is that one that you serve in the skull?
Oh, no, John, you don't do that.
Oh, that would be amazing.
You're saying,
so here's your squirrel head, crack it open, and then use your little toothpick.
Well, I mean, you eat lobster claws. You got to crack that open. How is it any different than that?
Oh, no.
Well, some people, anyway.
Well, the whole lobster's right there.
I don't eat that.
We're going to take.
Of course, yes. You know what? You said this earlier. Everybody has a podcast. I wonder what your podcast would be. Would it be one that, a nutrition one where you talk about things that you would not eat?
No, I offer no nutrition advice. Uh-huh. I eat like a child. Like, you don't want to take that from me, but I eat things that grow out of the ground pretty much, or candy.
Nothing that runs on the ground?
So why we bring up squirrel brains, the second audio clip you need to hear, this is from Jerry Jones, the Cowboys owner. Of course it's Jerry Jones. And this was on 105.3 The Fan, our Odyssey station down in Dallas.
Wait, did he just say my dad loves cow brain?
That's one of the hosts. Sharif said his dad loves cow brain.
So there's a lot of different things you can eat. Have you ever had cow tongue?
Look, I've seen it at the store.
I mean, yeah. I mean, like, don't look at me. Of course I have not.
Right. Well, I thought maybe in younger years. Did you ever eat meat?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, up until like high school. High school I ate meat.
It's the only meat that you taste that tastes you back.
I suppose you're right, John.
I guess so.
So what's the most exotic thing you've eaten? 248-539-9797. Sell us on what is surprisingly good. I would not have guessed that squirrel brain is delicious.
I'm wondering if I've missed out. I've just never heard of that. And I've had a lot of squirrel. I've never eaten raccoon. Now I'm kind of curious if I've missed out on that as well.
I mean, it can't be that good. Or more people would eat it, right?
Yeah, but you think about, okay, when you see raccoons.
You'd have to kill it.
Sure.
I mean, I know you could, but I'm saying the general population.
Well, someone could mass do it if it was actually that popular.
It can't be that good. The meat can't be that good. Or more people would do it. Yeah, somebody would do that. It'd be a big business.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like it would be more of a marketing issue of trying to market raccoon meat versus... You know, does it actually taste good?
But to the point made earlier,
no idea what the nutritional value is. I can't imagine it's bad.
But is that what it is? It's lobster has a great marketing campaign and raccoon doesn't? Because on the surface, you'd look at a lobster and you wouldn't think, like a crustacean on the bottom of the ocean. Like, I know
so
it tastes
delicious.
Good, but my point is the marketing campaign that lobster has. Lobster's fancy and for the ritzy and a nice dinner out.
Yeah, but lobster is more, and I know, so some of the lobster meat, it's about the texture. Like, it's really good. But lobster is always, it's served with belted butter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Makes everything
and
better.
And it's just, it's more of a, it's like Teddy with fries. It's a transport for ranch or ketchup. That's, for me, more of a transport of butter.
We're going to have to take more of these calls later this hour, but I want to get to Shane first.
Oh, okay.
Shane in Farmington Hills, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys, and Heather.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, before I start, I did not know what I ate until after. So, my uncle was a trapper up in the UP in Newberry, and he made these bread balls, and inside the bread ball was potatoes, carrots, green bean, gravy, and then he had beaver meat inside of it. And I thought it was just something regular, so I went ahead and ate it, and then afterwards he ended up asking me if I liked it, and I did, and he's like, yeah, so I put the beaver meat inside of there. I just didn't know. I'm fine with trying like exotic foods, but I don't know if that was just something that I would try if somebody just presented it to me, but it was surprisingly very good. The texture, the consistency was like a little tough, but it was very good. But I would be open to try it again if it wasn't inside of that, you know, mixed with the gravy and all the other stuff, because I couldn't really get the full flavor, but it was definitely good.
So it's what's around the beaver that you really liked, along with the beaver meat.
Yeah, yep.
And you would say after tasting it that you do like beaver.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to experience it again, probably by itself, you know, and see how it's seasoned and everything, because I don't feel like I could get like the full flavor of the beaver meat, but the texture consistency didn't really bother me enough to like scare me away from it. You know?
So you said it had gravy. Was it beaver gravy?
Stop.
No.
Shane,
no. Appreciate the phone call. I mean,
you put gravy on but gravy is like butter. Right, you put gravy on just about anything, and it becomes edible. I'm just wondering how much gravy you need to make beaver taste good.
248-539-9797. Jerry Jones said squirrel brains. Xavier Leggett says raccoon. The exotic food that you like, sell us on something that's actually good. It's 97.1.
Hey, why not dive into the best pool in history? That's Stadium Swim, and it's located at Circa Resort and Casino. You can catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience absolutely built for us, and that is all of us sports fans. There are 6 pools, 3 different levels, and no matter where you are, you've got a great view of the massive 40-foot-tall high-definition screen. Again, I'm describing Stadium Swim. It's America's favorite place to watch football or any sport. Swim up bars, instant-ready selfie walls, they've got it all. Score your perfect game day spot with cozy day beds, private cabanas, or grab a lounge at the center of the action. You can reserve your spot today. It's 365 days of sports poolside, located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim, all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
That's from our Odyssey station down in Dallas, Jerry Jones on their morning show, Squirrel Brain. And he was asked about that because Panthers receiver Xavier Leggett loves him some raccoon. Mm-hmm. Exotic foods that you like, sell us on something that you like to eat that most people don't. 248-539-9797. We do have a lot of Lions to talk today as well. End of the hour, we'll get to something a season ticket holder told me. It's an interesting spin zone about how... Yep. this isn't that bad. And when you really look at it, and I want to know if people are buying this new mindset for Lions fans. We'll get to that right around 8 o'clock. We've got phone lines packed, as you can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
People want to tell us about their food. Can I read a couple ticket texts first?
Sure, sure.
Beaver can be very dry, so it's important to make sure that Beaver stays moist.
You know, it's also about the pairing. You know, like, what do you eat Beaver with? And we talked about the gravy. It pairs really well with, you know, sausage.
Every Beaver tastes different, according to Coop. Kangaroo meat on the ticket text. I know.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know where. I mean, I kind of knew where you were going with it, but I was like, what's he going to say next? But
how long was that
melted
sitting?
Away.
Were you just waiting to come back to bring that one up? All right.
That was telegraphed like a Jameis Winston pick six.
Yes. Can we insert J-Mo laugh, please?
Yes, we can. This one says kangaroo meat. This one says raccoon meat tastes like pot roast, darker meat. It's good, but you just need to cook it longer in a crock pot. Says, my wife's boss wants to save me the head of the next deer I harvest. Hopefully this weekend, so we can have the brains and tongue. I'm not eating it, but it's not uncommon, Dennis and Allen Park.
Mm-mm.
I've eaten a lot of deer. I don't know that I've heard or ever really been around anybody that said, hey, save me the brains.
It just seems so vicious. Like, you've got to crack open the skull and get to, like, it's different than just getting the deer meat. To me, it just seems...
It's just more of a challenge, but if it's good, it's worth it.
How do you feel about deer heart? Because we got a lot of that on here.
Oh, it is terrific.
Yeah, that's from Ross and LaPierce. Yes. His favorite part of the white-tailed deer is cooking up a fresh heart.
Oh, that is... That might be the delicatessen of the venison.
Rattlesnake is quite tasty. Turtle soup is gross, FYI. I've eaten bull testicles. Rick Maldonado in Rochester.
Oh, yeah. Rocky Mountain oysters. Well, out west.
Well, someone says that. Rocky Mountain oysters, hog testicles, fried. They're delicious.
That's what they're called?
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yeah, some people will call them prairie oysters, dusted nuts.
Dusted nuts, eh?
Uh-huh.
Mm. Oh, the old dusted nuts.
Yeah, the old Montana tender groins.
Now, are these at like... Like dive bars or fancy restaurants? Like, where do you...
Oh, you go out west and they have all, you know, like parties. Where, like, if it's time to, you know, castrate the bulls, like, they'll have an actual party after they accumulate a bunch of them. Deep fry them. I've actually had them. They're not bad.
Oh, cowboy caviar, they're also called.
Yeah, cowboy caviar. There's a lot of different things that are called cowboy caviar.
Oh.
You know, there's like lima beans and corn and, you know, like you make that in the summer. Some people will call that like a cowboy caviar. A little avocado chopped up in there.
Hmm. Nope. Huh. Pass on that.
Well, cowboy caviar, or like that version of cowboy caviar, I think would be in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, I'm looking at Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yeah. Swinging beef.
Swinging beef is on here too. Mm-mm. Nope.
Yeah, it's got all of them.
Let's get to the phones where we have, what do we got? Mike in Flint. Mike, you're on 97.1.
I'm not sure I'm actually in Flint. I'm in Garden City, but I am Mike.
Close enough.
Yeah, when I was a young kid, Ponderosa Restaurant used to be a lot more popular in the area. Thought I was eating some spicy chicken wings, and I was eating fried frog legs.
Oh, okay. Frog legs are good.
My mom was disgusted. My dad was laughing, but I thought they were fantastic.
Yeah. Frog legs are good. Alligator. Gator tail.
Have you had that, Heather?
I've had alligator.
Have you? Okay.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you if I liked it or not. I was probably five, but I did try it.
Yeah. It was like an appetizer, gator tail on a stick.
Oh. I've had octopus, but I went into it knowing I didn't want to like it, and it was just wasn't for me.
No?
No.
Did it look like an octopus? Like,
you see the tentacle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That.
It messes with you. Maybe if it was like breaded and fried.
I'm going to stay away from that one.
I was.
I know. You're trying to put that one. Yeah. No, I'm not going to go full stony on this one.
Okay. Let's get to Stacy in Commerce. Stacy, you're on 97.1.
You guys are killing me. Great topic. Hey, John, go blue off the top.
Go blue.
Hey, been a long time hunter out here, and I've been to a number of the Safari International wild game dinners. John, you may even have been to these few, but
sure.
They served everything. Giraffe, rattlesnake, gator. And they would tell you, they showed you what you're eating. And one of the toughest things that you were on the menu was the lion.
I mean, it was like eating shoe leather. And you chewed and chewed and like, all right, no, I don't like eating that.
Yeah.
But I wanted to touch base on the guy from up north his uncle may have gotten some old beaver because the older beavers seem to be tougher. When you have the younger beavers, but you know they'll make their own gravy, John, if you cook them right. So just if everything's done when you're done properly, you can eat almost anything, really.
I agree. It's all about the preparation. Yeah, yeah. So some of that younger beaver, did you have to tenderize it at all, or was it just the older beaver that needed to be tenderized? Oh, you hung up on him?
What do you mean?
Oh, wow.
Let's get to Jim in Grosse Pointe. Jim, you're on 97.1.
Morning, gentlemen. My work allows me to have the pleasure of traveling around the world a little bit. And one time, unintentionally, I had a turtle soup in Thailand, and it was delicious. I didn't know it was turtle soup, but it was really good.
How would you describe it?
Like a gravy, not to use the point. But it was a little thicker and it had a lot of spice to it. So it was probably influenced a lot by the everything else in it. But intentionally, when I was in Dubai, went into a restaurant and tried the backstrap, the fillet of camel. And that was absolutely delicious. I mean, it was
really
tender. It was dark. Yeah, I was looking for the camel toe, but it just got the fillet. And it ended up being wonderful.
He walked me right into that one.
That was so well
done.
My favorite reaction was not actually yours, John.
Yes.
But Heather's.
As opposed to the moose knuckle.
Yep.
Here's the thing, guys. We haven't even scratched the surface. We have so many more calls to get to. 248-539-9797. The exotic foods that you've eaten, the most exotic things that you've eaten, inspired by Jerry Jones and Squirrel Brains, Xavier Leggett and Raccoon, sell us on what's surprisingly good. 97.1.
Hey, I do want to let you guys know what's going on at First Merchants Bank. These guys have been rock stars for me for a while, but especially over the last couple of weeks, months, as we prepare to sell our home and you know all of the mortgage stuff that we've been going through. When it comes to managing your finances, you need a bank that is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank with First Merchants Bank. Whether it's business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. They're attentive. They're going to take the time to get to know you, and they're going to build a financial plan that fits your unique situation. When you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to their Lahaina-rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. Plus, they're deeply connected to the community's needs because it's their community as well, and they volunteer and donate to local causes to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of a 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Xavier Leggett,
yeah.
Only the finest food for a Thanksgiving feast.
When we were ranking our Thanksgiving foods, raccoon did not come up at that time.
No, it didn't, John.
No, I don't know that one's ever going to make the Jansen Thanksgiving table. Although, trust me, I would be open to trying it. There is absolutely no world I live in where my wife would try any of this. None. She would be much like you.
We were talking about like a life or death situation. Like I either die or I eat, what
squirrel
was it
brains.
Called? Or the roast, what are those?
Dusted nuts?
Yes.
Yeah, the Rocky Mountain oysters.
I may choose death. Like, I don't know if I could eat some of this.
I think you would
if
be
I
surprised.
If I knew what it was.
Well, yeah, yes. That's one of those where you would have to be like, okay, somebody would prepare it for you. And they could prepare it for you in a way that you'd have no idea what it was.
It would have to be like
that. And then tell you afterwards.
Yes.
Would it make you vomit?
Well, it's like the guy that called about beaver. He didn't realize he was eating beaver and then
until
and then
after,
found
yeah.
out he liked it. Heather, how are you doing with this topic?
Oh, you know, it was all great up until that particular caller. The one that really did it was the older man talking about the difference between younger beaver and older beaver. That one was.
What about the guy that liked different parts of the camel?
He was funny.
Yeah, he set me up on that one.
I did not see that one coming.
Walked right into it. Yeah. We're going to keep taking phone calls on this. The exotic foods you've eaten, what's surprisingly good. End of the hour, Lions fan spin zone. I was talking to a season ticket holder, and he says, when you really think about it, .. a different mindset, a way of looking at this. I want to know if people buy into that mentality. Let's get back to the phones, where Al is in Pontiac. Al, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good.
My parents all came from Arkansas. They came up here to work at Ford's and General Motors. But anyway, we used to eat coon and with sweet potatoes surrounded around, seal the head on it. And we used to eat what they call sauce, which is just a lot of the grinded up meat from the pig, hog head cheese, cornbread on the stove every day. Homemade cornbread. But I didn't mind the coon, but what I didn't mind were kidneys. We used to have to eat kidneys, beef kidneys, and they were terrible. And they would try to put gravy on them and all that, but still. But you had to eat it. When I was coming up, which I'm 73 now, whatever was shoved in front of you, that's what you ate. I remember my brother used to sit there for hours before he ate them kidneys.
Just hoping they'd go away.
What type of texture is a kidney like? Is there anything that you would compare it to?
Oh my God, you can't compare it to anything.
What was it like? I mean, lobstery or
easy to cut?
Oh, it's easy to cut. Okay,
so it's not tough.
It's easy to cut. It's very easy to cut.
Okay.
It's just the point that you're looking at it and you're saying, "Is these my kidneys?"
Yes, that would be tough. But, yes.
My grandmother was an excellent hunter. My grandmother from Arkansas, you know, they have Idyllwild, where a lot of black folks still have property up in Idyllwild. But that's where our property was at. And we used to have to go up there on the weekends and go hunting and turkey. But all the foods up, all the wild, all of them have a wild taste to them.
Yeah.
Wild turkey tastes totally different.
Oh, yeah.
The turkey that we buy at Kroger's.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And I mean, it's a lot tougher, too.
And we used to eat squirrel.
Yep.
Yeah, that's come up. Squirrel brain.
Yep.
Squirrel in general. Squirrel stew is a dish John has had.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, beef kidney, apparently super nutrient dense, rich in B vitamins, and a bunch of other good stuff. Vitamin A and copper and iron and all this other stuff.
Hmm.
Part of a nutritious, healthy diet.
Yeah, healthy diet. Yeah.
Muskrat has come up a couple times. Kevin, you've experienced that. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hopefully you can hear me all right.
Yep. Gotcha.
All right. My mom, God love her, she's not with us anymore, but every Christmas we would make about 2 dozen muskrat, fried spirit muskrat, and it was one of the best things you ever had, to be honest with you.
And that was your Christmas dinner?
That was part of our Christmas dinner.
Okay.
Along with chadmina, which is duck blood soup.
Okay. Duck what soup?
Duck blood?
Duck blood.
Duck blood soup.
Okay.
You'd have to boil up all these muskrat just to get all the fat off of them, and then she would cast iron skillet fry them with eggs and butter, and then we'd have the little dumplings and chadina with duck blood soup.
Huh. You deep fry anything in a cast iron, chances are it's going to be good.
Yeah, count me out on the duck blood. It just sounds...
I've never tried that. I'd be open to that one. Duck is really good.
I'd rather have duck blood soup than muskrat.
I'd go with the muskrat over duck blood.
Mm-mm.
I'd try muskrat. I've never tried that. Huh.
Mm-mm.
Something new every day.
Trevor, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hello?
Hello, Trevor. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So I actually got a few in the arsenal, but a lot have been answered already. And this admittedly isn't like a hunting answer, but I've had sea urchin before.
Sea urchin?
Is that like a sushi?
No, I did not eat it. I actually just had it in like the raw form. You just kind of crack it open like a coconut. It's like an oyster. But it's kind of got the texture of like a raw egg.
Okay.
And yeah, and you know what? I was kind of gunning to gross Heather out with this one. I feel like I succeeded with that one. But yeah. I mean, and that's pretty much just how you eat it. Is you just kind of take it like as if you're eating a raw egg. It's like a you dip it in like this soy based like a soy sauce based like dip,
yeah.
And then you just take it as a shot almost.
Oh, okay.
And surprisingly good. If I like I ate it when I was in the Marine Corps. My captain was Vietnamese, and he just kind of offered it to me. But you know, so that's admittedly something that I don't eat often. But if somebody offered that to me again, I would 100% take that up.
Okay, kind of sounds almost like a oyster shooter.
That's what it sounds. Out of anything, while that does sound gross, that's probably the only one I would be willing to try.
Oh, really? A little sea urchin?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I think I could do that.
The porcupine of the sea.
Because it doesn't look like a little animal. Like, it doesn't have a little face and little hands, and you know.
Well, when they cook the muskrat, it's not going to look like a muskrat either.
Yeah, but you got to go and get that, and you got to skin it, and you, yeah, it could still, like, the muscle, like, it's, and then you got to get the tail off. I don't like that. But this is just like...
Well, how do you think... Well, you don't need any of the other meat. I was going to say, how do you think they get chicken?
I know. I don't need that either. I don't need it.
Yeah. Doesn't have a face, but he's got a beak.
Glenn, you've got some stories. You're on 97.1.
Hey, top of the morning to you. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, great. I was going to say two times overseas, I was in Laos, and then I was in Amman, Jordan. In Laos, I had crispy lime crickets, and in Jordan, I had lamb balls.
Okay. What were the lamb balls like?
Well, allow me to share this story. When I ordered it, you know, I'm from America. So I'm thinking lamb balls is going to be ground lamb. So when it comes out, they look a little jiggly. So I'm like, what is this? And I'm trying to convey to him I want lamb balls. And he points at his testicles. He says, balls. I said, oh, I didn't want balls. I wanted ground lamb. So another guy talked me into eating them. He was at the communal table. He said, I'll pay for them. Just try them. You'll like them. And I did, but I never thought I'd have balls in my jaws.
Balls in my jaws. They're a little jiggly. He did drop America in there.
He certainly did.
Turn your mic back on. America. Uh-huh. Yep.
Chris in St. Clair Shores, you're next. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Morning. Can you hear me all right?
Yep, we got you.
Yeah, so recently was in South Korea and ate a live
octopus. Oh, I did not hang up on him.
No, we lost you on that one.
Is that a live octopus? Is that what he was going to say?
I think he was going to say, yeah.
Nope.
It little twitch.
Well, it's still like...
All the tentacles. It's like
moving, moving around. It might stick to your face.
No, don't do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's fair chase, right? I mean, it's one that could fight back.
And what it's going down, too, and it's...
Wiggling and jiggling.
Yeah. Wiggling and
jiggling. 248.
Have you ever been approached with crickets?
Because
that's not, I mean, it sounds weird, but it's more common than you'd think.
Some baseball ballparks will sell crickets.
Really? Like chocolate covered crickets? I feel like.
Oh, a lot of different ways. Deep fried.
Yeah. No, yeah, smoke. I've never been around them and I would pass on that.
I've
too.
Had one and it really doesn't, it tastes like whatever you would cook it
don't
in.
Don't like the little like.
Feelers?
Get stuck in your teeth.
No.
Like, there's no meat there. It's just kind of crunch,
kinda just,
right?
It just kind of falls apart, really. It's more like a potato chip sort of
okay.
thing.
All right.
A little crunch.
Is it salty?
I mean, if you want to salt them.
Well, I mean, like, what's the point of eating them? There's got to like, do they taste good? They have
well,
a good
they're, I don't know what
texture.
The actual nutritional value is, but they're some will say they're high in protein. I have no idea. It's kind of okay. what I heard.
I'll look it up.
But yeah.
Do some research. 248-539-9797. We'll wrap the hour with a few more thoughts on exotic food. We'll get to Heather's news. And then at 8:02, Lions fan spin zone. When you really think about it, this mindset might be something you're looking forward to. It's 97.1.
Hey, it's Wednesday, and everybody's looking forward to the weekend. But if you need a midweek boost, FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, got you covered with the Hump Day Parlays reward stack. Now every Wednesday, you can get parlay profit boost on everything from spreads to over-unders. Even player props. So don't let the weekend have all the fun. Take advantage of the Hump Day Parlays Reward Stack. And who knows, it might just become your favorite day of the week. Look for the Hump Day Parlays Reward Stack in the FanDuel app to find your profit boost. And if you're new to FanDuel, all you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/Jansen. That's FanDuel.com/Jansen. And make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Max wager amount applies. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including token expiration. See terms for both offers at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ticket text 248-539-9797. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. Text says, love the show. This is the best show on the station. Just my opinion.
Oh, thank you.
Another one says, John, report to HR. We'll see you in January. Gary in Westland.
About what?
And another one says, you guys are killing me. Hopefully this isn't your last show. Chuck.
We're just talking about exotic foods.
Uh-huh.
Balls. On Twitch, it does say, cost to check your ex, show the video to the crew. Have you checked your Twitter account?
Oh my gosh, when you said ex, I thought you meant like your ex-girlfriend.
Girlfriend, that's what I thought first. I'm
like, what, check your ex?
Yeah,
what's
check your Twitter,
video?
Now known as ex.
Did someone tweet something to me?
No.
DM me or something?
See, I'm just trying to do a show.
Oh, Paul, dancing zombie squid.
Dancing. Oh, so it's like a live octopus?
It's dead, but you've seen this, right, John, where it's dead, but then they pour something and it twitches.
Yeah.
I've not.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Oh, it does. It dances.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Oh, wow.
No. Well, thank you. No, thank you.
I choose death. I choose death.
There is an actual event in Nebraska called the Testicle Festival.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the Rocky Mountain oysters are a real thing. That's part of the culture, and it's more out west. Obviously, there's not a lot of restaurants here that have the oysters on the menu, but it is a thing. I was at the Playboy All American thing before my senior year, and one of the guys was a center from Arizona State, and I don't remember his name. He was the first one that told me about what they do because he came from a ranching family, and they used to, when they would castrate the bulls, that was what they would do, would have basically a festival or a party for all the ranch hands. They would accumulate all of the Rocky Mountain oysters, fry them up, and it was a big party.
Let's get one more phone call in before Heather's news. We got a lot of lion stuff to do in the 8 o'clock hour. Evan in Rochester, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So, Greek tradition, during Easter, we put a lamb on a spit, and basically what we do, I've had the brain of a lamb, the tongue of a lamb, and then the other thing we do is we take all the intestines, everything inside the lamb, and we create this kind of kebab called kukureti, and it's the interior of the lamb. It's just, oh my God, you'll never have anything like it.
So let me ask you this, like what type of culture or nationality is that a part of? Because a lot of these are from different cultures that we just aren't familiar with.
Yeah.
This is the Greek culture.
Okay.
Actually. So it's during our Easter, and actually shout out to my cousin Nick and cousin Paul and my late uncle who used to do a phenomenal job doing this. I mean, it is an art, you know, not everyone can do it. But we're trying to keep the traditions for our kids that our parents brought from Greece years ago.
See, that's awesome.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if I want to eat the lamb inside.
Usually, you know, if you find someone that's having a party during Easter and they're Greek, you got to stop by and have it. So.
All right. I'll check that out. Yeah. It sounds interesting.
Like I've heard like tripe. Tripe is like, what, like goat? Not goat, sheep intestines?
Okay.
So that maybe it's similar. I don't know if lamb intestines taste any differently. I don't know.
Hmm.
It is cool to keep traditions alive.
Yeah.
A little outside my comfort zone, though. Let's get to Heather's news.
All right. So there was a family celebration in Macomb that nearly turned deadly after a bullet just flew through a kitchen window.
Oh, boy.
So there was a man in town. He was preparing to celebrate his 70th birthday, and he was just there in the kitchen when all of a sudden the glass basically exploded and shattered. Thankfully, nobody was hurt, but it sounds like this bullet just came flying through the window. They say they're thankful for the wooden blinds they had because it might have just caused the bullet to ricochet enough to not
hit anyone,
hit this man or anyone else in the home. And it turns out that the neighbor had accidentally discharged a firearm while he was cleaning. Obviously, he knew the firearm went off, right? Yeah. Like, you know that happens. And then when he saw police cars arrive, he knew, well, something's going on. So he did admit that, yes, it was me. I did this. But, man, you got to be careful. Thank goodness nobody was hurt, right? The two men charged with murder in the death of a Rochester Hills man back in October when they showed up at his house pretending to be DTE workers appeared in court on Tuesday. If you don't remember the story, investigators say this man, 72-year-old Hussein Murray, escorted the men into his house, took him to the basement, and that's where they murdered him. And during the preliminary hearing, Linda Murray, his wife, did testify, and she talked about the interaction that she and her husband had with both of these men. So they came one day. That's when she was concerned, but they came back the next day, and that's when they let them in the house. She also talked about what happened after they emerged from the basement without her husband.
That's just awful.
So they do believe that this was a targeted attack. They were looking for jewelry, for money, for things like that. So sad. Not so sad. An iconic Detroit dive bar is finally reopening. Temple Bar, which was forced to close back in May after a portion of the building's like facade just collapsed, reopened on Tuesday afternoon, and it is open for good. The bar opened back in 1927, right? It's been this like go-to neighborhood bar for Detroiters for years, and people actually raised a lot of money when the bar crumbled, right? So that they could get it rebuilt and get it back open. So now it's open daily, 1 p.m. to 2:30 a.m.
Awesome.
Go in
there,
get a
drink. Yeah, good news.
Yes, for sure. So this year, there's been a significant shift in the way people are buying cars. So in 2024, customers shifted to smaller, less expensive vehicles, right? The trend had been these large SUVs. Everyone wanted SUVs, but this year people are going into smaller, more affordable vehicles. And that's what it comes down to affordability is really the thing. So they're also switching the way they're purchasing cars too. Instead of actually purchasing the vehicle, more people are leasing.
Leasing is
up by 19%, where purchasing a vehicle is down 5%.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
And these car companies, some of them have gotten rid of a lot of their small sedans.
Yep.
Those have disappeared because the trend was everyone wanted
big
SUVs or midsize, but there's some brands that don't really have a lot of smaller SUVs or
smaller cars.
Sedans.
And by extension, affordable cars.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
It's Heather with the news. Talking Lions next. The injuries, they're mounting. But when you really think about it, .. Talked to a season ticket holder this week, and he said, no, you're looking at it all wrong. It's 97.1.